how would you characterize the readiness of the Kentucky workforce relative to what the labor market is looking for?
There was a survey that was undertaken just last year by the Educational Testing Service, and they surveyed 20 different countries, and they were looking at young adults aged 16 to 34 in each of these countries' workforces. And this included everybody from high school dropouts to people who earned PhDs and everything in between. So it's that whole cohort of people. But what they found is that the American workforce ranked third from the bottom out of 20 countries in terms of the necessary literacy skills of our workforce. We ranked second from the bottom in terms of numeracy skills, and we ranked dead last in terms of problem-solving skills for this age group. So it is particularly troubling because the state chamber, surveying their members, asked them what was most important to them, and it was exactly those skills.
In 2014, the Kentucky Chamber of Commerce surveyed business owners all across the Commonwealth. They were looking to highlight the academic and career preparation areas that are most in need of attention in the opinion of business owners. What are our employers looking for in their new hires?
Certainly, students with degrees in the STEM disciplines, science, technology, engineering, mathematics, are very highly sought after. 92.8% of Kentucky employers said that students with those kinds of degrees were important, very important, or critical. But in equivalent numbers, 98% of our employers in Kentucky said that literacy skills were important, very important, or critical, and problem-solving skills, 99%. So our employers are telling us that the skills they're looking for in the people they hire are exactly the skills that our community and technical colleges, our universities, are attempting to provide through the education that we provide to our students.
And are they getting it? Are the students that are matriculating into college today arriving there with the kind of skills and preparation that they need to accomplish these goals?
Well, the short answer is too many students that are coming to the universities and to the community colleges are coming in need of some remedial assistance before they can take credit-bearing courses, although that number is starting to go down. For those students who stick with it and actually complete a degree, I think that what we're seeing is that they are very valued employees and members of our workforce and valued citizens. This issue, though, also reflects the fact that we need to find the strategies that will help more of our students who start complete their education.